This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick with another in our summer travel series, 300 Government Bucks. You remember these are little trips that you could actually pay for with that economic stimulus check that many of us got. That's if you have any left. NPR's Netta Ulaby took her dough and headed for West Virginia's Allegheny Mountains.
Here's what happened when I asked my friends at a Washington, D.C. dinner party if they'd come with me to a wood chopping contest in Webster Springs, West Virginia.
How far is it?
It's 6 hours away.
6 hours? No way.
Are you kidding me?
Even my girlfriend Robin flatly refused to give up her weekend.
Once in a while, we all need to do what we need to do.
And I need to play golf, and you need to go to West Virginia.
6 hours in the car was not so bad. I found this great local vintage bluegrass radio station. Less enjoyable was the stressful drive up a narrow mountain lane, treacherous with steep switchbacks, and 4x4s hurtling by in a blur of Confederate flags. The wood chopping made it worthwhile. About 100 wood choppers compete at Webster Springs every year, and the atmosphere is intense.
Everybody in West Virginia chops wood.
That's West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin, who regretted that he wasn't personally swinging around large, sharp implements.
I've never had the knack of sharpening an axe good enough to even compete.
Over the course of 2 days, woodchoppers compete in events like the axe throw, hot saw, and the springboard. Woodchopper Mike Sullivan demystified the single buck.
Oh, it's just cutting a log with a crosscut, one man doing it by himself, that's all. Just one man get on the end of that misery whip and have at it.
The misery whip is 6 feet long. The log is 2 feet thick. Sullivan sawed through it in 29 seconds.
It's just a victory making it through that.
Does it change your relationship to trees when you're a woodchopper?
Oh, absolutely. Woodchoppers look at trees all the time and go, gee, that'd be a good chopping block, or boy, that one would saw nice, or God, I could chop that one good. You know, we do that all the time, yeah.
The sport of woodchopping began in lumber camps around the turn of the century. It was how big, bored men amused themselves without women around. Now women compete, like Christy Koger and Kristen Friend, who look like a couple of cute sorority girls.
What's it like to be a lady woodchopper?
Well, we call ourselves lumberjills is kind of what we call ourselves. I do this, my husband competes and her husband competes, so we're kind of unique in the fact that we tag along with them.
The way men and women chop wood is very different, says Christy Koger.
In some of the sawing events we do better because our weight is more in our hips and our legs, so we're more grounded and we can kind of saw longer than they can. But in the chopping events where it's mostly shoulder and upper body strength, we can tend to get fatigued more.
It was time for Koger to compete in women's single buck. Here's her strategy.
Whenever you start slowing down, you got to start having a little anger. And you start thinking about the things that make you mad, and that just keeps you going. But you don't want the anger at the top, you want the anger near the bottom.
Personally, I think it'd be a bad idea to have a modified chainsaw in my hand when I'm angry, but it seems to work for the Kogers. Christy's husband, Arden Koger Jr., is a celebrity in the woodchopping world.
I am North America's top-ranked timber sports competitor, and I placed fourth last year on the ESPN Steel Timber Sports Series.
Koger is a civil rights trial attorney when he's not out sawing through logs. He grew up here in Webster Springs, where his family has chopped wood competitively for four generations.
It's a sport that keeps me from weighing 300 pounds, because otherwise I would just be a complete lardo.
Wood chopping looks like a hell of a good workout, especially in 95-degree heat. I didn't expect how oddly graceful it is. Competitive wood chopping is about efficiency, and that means economy of motion. The men and women are showered with golden glistening chips as they attack the logs, and the air feels fat with the smell of fresh wood and Indian tacos. Arden Koger Jr. says wood chopping doesn't just keep him fit, it keeps him sane.
It's nothing more exhilarating to be out in the forest and standing on top of a large log, and the only thing that I can hear is the wind in the trees and the pounding of my own heart.
As for me, it's time to go back to Washington, D.C., hearing nothing but the scrape of the highway and my favorite new bluegrass radio station.
Now, big boy, reach over and push that button and let the Vaughns come in here and do that fine old Earl Scruggs tune, The Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Suddenly, 6 hours didn't seem so long. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Oh, here's the really good news. Netta took pictures. So you can see the rippling mussels, the sweat, the flying wood chips. Slideshow of the Wood Chopping Festival at our website, npr.org.